Friday again, effectively, in that time of the week when we ask one of our Culture File guests to tell us about a few of their favourite things in watching, reading, listening, tasting and smelling. And this time it's the turn of composer Brian Rudy to share with us his Culture File likes.
My name is Brian Rudy and I live in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm a composer. I have been in a zone the last few months where I have done very little of watching movies or TV. My daughter is a professional dancer, and I got to go see her perform live, and it was super moving to see your child perform, you know, music or dance or something can be extremely moving. So that was pretty powerful to watch. The books I read are more, not a lot of literature, but more factoid type books about economics or philosophy or things like that. Like the one that I read, that there's a book called The Deficit Myth about the Federal Reserve. Then there's another book that's more of a cultural analysis. It's called Jesus and John Wayne by Kristen Kobe Dumez. We have, I think it's also in Europe, but in the States right now, there's a pretty big cultural clash going on with this Christian nationalism idea. And I was raised in a very conservative environment, conservative Christian environment. And I moved away from it, you know, earlier in my 20s. But this book is a great analysis of evangelicalism and masculinity and, you know, the dynamics of a woman's place in culture and in within religion. Women have lost their right to, you know, to get certain kinds of healthcare, health access. It's kind of a deep dive into the historical roots of that. Called Jesus and John Wayne, and the author is Kristen Kobe Dumez. There's a podcast that I got into a couple years ago, Andrew Huberman. Have you heard of him? He's a Stanford neurobiologist, or he specializes in ophthalmology, the eyesight and the brain. And he has this super interesting podcast, and he has different guests on that are experts in different areas, whether it's sleep or exercise or nutrition or meditation, all these different things that I've learned so much and literally kind of reoriented parts of my life around things I learned on this podcast. And then this expose came out in the New Yorker magazine, the New York magazine, where it kind of chronicled his misdeeds with women, and it just kind of tarnishes the whole thing. It's kind of like it's a similar dynamic to what we're going through right now with Elon Musk. I have a Tesla. I love it. It's the coolest thing. I love not having to go to a gas station. The technology is amazing. And now Elon Musk, right after I bought the car, has suddenly become, maybe he was this before, but was more quiet about it. Now he's become this conspiratorial nut job. And so you have to try to separate, okay, can I drive this car now because I don't want to support the things that he stands for? Or can I separate those two? And it's the same thing with Huberman. From a popular standpoint, there's this guy named Lewis Cole. So Lewis Cole does music on his own, and then he also works with Genevieve Artadi, and they have a band called Knower, and they, you know, have different combinations of their groups, but an astounding musician and creative, and he does YouTube videos that are just off the wall and really entertaining, and so I really enjoy his music. Slightly dirty.
This is nice. This is this. Yes, and the focus that's so hard to put.
I had been learning about binaural beats and noise and using different natural soundscapes in a therapeutic way, whether it's for sleep or to ease anxiety or to meditate. So I was just curious about these things just from a sonic perspective. And then I started using, there are a ton of different apps that do these in different ways. And I found some of them interesting and helpful, and I would use them at different points in the day. But I found that they are all in their own way just not my cup of tea either. A lot of them sound like the music was made with AI. So I decided I'm going to make my own functional sound app. So I've been doing that and kind of building this library of functional sound, but I'm really into that. I'm hoping to have it out in about 2 months. It's called Spindles. I love to eat meat, unfortunately. I love it. And I like steak. And right now, I'm always trying to perfect my steak cooking. I cook it on a cast iron skillet, season it a little bit. But then I'm obsessed with different chimichurris or pestos on top of it. So bitter greens, garlic, and you know, I love that combination of a nice piece of meat with a bitter green on top of it. I'm just trying to say. I was on a trip to Hawaii a few years ago and discovered vetiver. So I love the smell of vetiver. And then I also like the smell of santal. It's similar to vetiver. It's kind of woody and little cedar quality to it. Yeah, it's woodsy.
The likes of Brian Rudy there, and he'll be one of our guests next week on Culture File when we spend some time with the sonorous cicadas who are currently emerging noisily into the American Midwest. Before that, tomorrow evening's Culture File Weekly features. Before that, tomorrow evening's Culture File Weekly features the first man ever to get arrested on the back of AI policing, Christine Jurgensen coaxing the sound of kittiwakes from cellos, a couple of games of fine art whiff-waff or table tennis, and the sound of Jeffrey Weaver at the console in this year's Pipeworks Organ Festival. That's all in your Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday tea time here on RTE Lyric FM, and as always via podcast.